Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave.
Numbers in corn could have even been tighter if USDA didn't take 100 million bushels off feed and residual.
That's exactly right. And again, we're seeing them, they tightened the old crop corn by 40 million bushels. So it supports the idea that they're not done tightening necessarily on that side either.
So when you wade through all the numbers, both crop production, WASD, and export sales, what gets traded today?
Oh, that's such a good question, Dave. I think that the bigger question is, what has the trade already traded into this market? When we saw us go up and test the 470 and go through it yesterday on December corn, it said to me that they were already testing the water.
Quite a bit traded already, and I think a lot of these numbers factored in already.
Absolutely. We had outside, like Informa, an FC Stone come out with this type of a number, and I think that in general, the trade is probably going to follow fairly close to what the overnights were on the open, and then it's anybody's game. If we see any weakness at all, I believe that we'll see some real strong profit taking. It is a Friday. When you looked at the export numbers, corn was the weakest of the three in the complex, and so this might be one of those. I'd like to call this a 5-minute report. We'll come in, we'll see once what the reaction is, then we'll proceed from there, and we'll trade whatever the feel is for the day. It really wasn't a terribly surprising report in some respects, and so this is going to be a tough one.
I think that the one thing that jumped out at me was the yield for beans going up by 0.7 of a bushel, and that might imply some further weakness down the road in the soybean complex, even though we're doing pretty well for the bull argument right now.
Well, that's true, and when you look at even closer at the numbers, you see they have record yields for beans here in Illinois, Nebraska, North Dakota, Minnesota, and New York, and so, I mean, these are records. So the expectation is high. I do think we could see some weakness. The one thing that surprised me was that they jumped the average price from 9.25 to 9.90, even though we only dropped 10 million bushels on the carryout. That has me a little confused. But when you look at this report, Dave, we have a deviation on the report on corn of 8.8%.
Almost out of time.
That's high for this time of the year.
Thank you very much, Jackie.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
That's Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.